ABC News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 50 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files.
Even with the government in shutdown, Jeffrey Epstein's a hot topic. Their representative-elect from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, saying Speaker Johnson is using the shutdown as cover not to swear her in.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability.
Johnson says that the government needs to be reopened, but she says that wasn't the case when Johnson swore in two Republicans out of a formal legislative session. Sources tell ABC News that Israel is preparing to receive more hostage bodies this evening. As Israel waits on Hamas to hold up its end of the deal, the peace is mostly holding, but not all aid is getting through to the Gazans. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates hit a high last year, carbon monoxide tripling since the 1960s, causing more extreme weather. This is ABC News. Federal investigators think they've cracked a cybercrime organization operating out of Cambodia, agents seizing $15 billion in Bitcoin. Here's how the victims got suckered in.
This is Jim Ryan. It often starts with a text from an unknown source. How are you? Or who is this? The sender then works to build trust with the recipient, eventually, maybe weeks or months later, inviting the person to invest ever-increasing amounts in cryptocurrency. Some who have fallen for it have lost their life savings. Best advice? Don't answer that first text. Delete it. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
How long have you been driving that car around? Research firm S&P Global says the average vehicle on the road today is now more than 12 years old. Mostly because buying is so expensive if you buy new. New car prices up about 4% last year to about $50,000, driven in part by expiring tax credits for electric cars. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Our favorite Milwaukee team is in the playoffs, and nothing goes better with playoff baseball than a plate full of flavor from Richland Locker. Bone-in country-style pork ribs, just $2.98 a pound. Deli corned beef, $9.98. And that melty Swiss cheese, $6.48 a pound. Plus all your game day favorites, snack sticks, summer sausage, brats, and wings. And, of course, don't forget the beer. So gear up for your favorite Wisconsin sports teams with the Richland Locker, where the only thing better than the ribs is when the Brewers win. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 50 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mainly cloudy and seasonal with a little drizzle possible, a high of 57. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle possible, a low of 46. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer, a 30% chance of spotty showers with a high of 67. In Richland Center, after low this morning of 45, it's 50 degrees.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Good afternoon. We have received 17 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, and after a low of 45, it's 50 degrees. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Executive and Finance Committee approved moving forward with the 2026 proposed budget for Richland County to the full Board of Supervisors at last night's meeting. It proposes a county tax levy of $6,735,590, a library tax levy of $209,465, a county bridge aid levy of $37,820, a chargeback levy of $990, and a county debt levy of $3,836,165. The sum of $10,820,031 would be used and levied upon all taxable property in Richland County for county purposes for the year 2026. Concerning an ambulance service in the county, the committee approved an interim memorandum to provide ambulance services in place of the current contract through March 31, 2026. On October 7th, City Administrator Ashley Oliphant requested that the current memorandum be extended for an additional 3 months to provide the opportunity to develop and implement a transition plan for ambulance services. Administrator Oliphant shared that the city cannot afford the rates set in the current contract, and if they remain at that level, they will not be able to continue to utilize the Richland County Ambulance Service. If the City of Richland Center is no longer contributing to the service, the county cannot sustain the service. An interim memorandum will allow for a productive and effective transition for the community. Services would continue to be provided until, at the latest, March 31, 2026. This time will allow for discussions on the creation of a district or negotiations to bring in another entity to provide the service for all townships. The county ambulance has unused funding assistance program money from 2024 and 25 that must be used on specific items. The committee approved moving forward on the purchase of a new LifePak 35 cardiac monitor. A bill restricting student use of cell phones in Wisconsin's K-12 public schools passed the state Senate. The Senate author, Appleton Republican Rachel Cabral Guevara, said it's a widely supported concept, citing a Marquette poll which found 89% of Wisconsinites support banning cell phone use during classroom instructional time. She said the devices that are taking away from children learning and lawmakers have been asked to do something about it. The bill requires school boards to enact policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time with allowances for teachers to okay student use of their phones for educational purposes. A survey of the State Department of Public Instruction found most school districts already have policies in place. The bill has already passed the state assembly, and it's unclear if Governor Tony Evers will sign the measure into law. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated when they went on to benefits. Food assistance programs in Wisconsin could soon be impacted by the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials warn that the Food Share and Women, Infants, and Children programs will no longer be fully funded come November if the government shutdown continues. DHS says roughly 700,000 Wisconsinites receive food share benefits, and 59,000 families receive WIC funding. The programs are funded through the end of October. Tuesday marked the 14th day of the federal government shutdown. A new study shows gun violence against minorities is rising in Wisconsin. A report from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort and the Violence Policy Center shows 762 people died by guns in 2023. That includes 502 suicides and 236 homicides. WAVE says deaths among Hispanics have increased over 50% from 2021 to 2023, and suicides among Black Wisconsinites have tripled since 2018. Black residents are also 40 times more likely to be killed by a firearm than white residents. WAVE Assistant Director Nick Matuszewski says legislators need to take action on background checks, extreme risk laws, and community intervention efforts to stem the violence. A Blue Mounds woman charged with killing her mother pleads guilty. According to online court records, 31-year-old Sierra Schoonover pleaded guilty, but not guilty by reason of insanity, to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. A criminal complaint stated that a neighbor called 911 after seeing Schoonover and her mother, Heather Schoonover, fighting in their driveway before Schoonover sped off after the fight. When authorities arrived at the home, they found Schoonover's mother in a bathroom with multiple stab wounds. Authorities then found Sierra Schoonover near a crashed vehicle naked with a frothy substance on her mouth and dried blood on her hand. Bond has been set at $50,000 for Judd Frazier, 56 of Boscobel, formerly of Muscadet, by Richland County Circuit Judge Lisa McDougall. Frazier was charged Monday with felony murder and a felon in possession of a firearm. He appeared in Richland County Court Tuesday by video from the Richland County Jail. According to court records, attorney John Zitch appeared on his behalf for the bond hearing only. According to Frazier, he has been denied a state public defender. When the court asked him why he is not eligible, he stated that that is what he was told. Due to not being eligible, Zitch asked that the bond be reduced, but the court instructed Frazier to contact them again, letting them know that he will be incarcerated for a while and will have no means to hire an attorney. He was told to ask for another eligibility determination, and if he is denied again, the court will ensure he has an attorney. Judd Frazier is scheduled to appear in court again Friday afternoon. Tapping your card or phone to pay has become second nature for many of us. Contactless payments are quick, easy, and you don't even have to hand your card to anyone. But scammers are finding ways to take advantage of this payment convenience. One growing threat is called ghost tapping, where criminals use wireless devices to steal money without touching your card. Ghost tapping is a scam that targets tap-to-pay cards and mobile wallets. Tap-to-pay works through near-field communication, which allows devices to exchange data at very close range. While NFC is generally safe, scammers can exploit it in crowded or distracted situations. Unlike previous debit and credit card scams, which required physical contact with the card, ghost tapping eliminates this need. There are occasions where the scammers will attempt to trick unsuspecting individuals in public places. For example, they try getting close in public spaces. Someone might bump into you while secretly charging your tap-enabled card or mobile wallet. Pretending to be a vendor at events, flea markets, or festivals, fraudsters might set up fake stands and ask for tap payments. In charity scams, a scammer might request a small donation, but actually charge your card for a much larger amount. They may rush the process. Scammers count on you tapping without checking the business name or transaction amount. In some cases, fraudsters make small withdrawals to avoid triggering fraud detection systems, which means victims may not notice the theft right away. Some warning signs and red flags of ghost tapping are bank alerts about small or unusual test charges, a request to tap without showing you the total or offering a receipt, and suspicious charges after you've been in crowded areas like festivals, markets, or transit stations. To protect yourself from a tap-to-pay scam, use RFID protection. An RFID blocking wallet or sleeve can help stop wireless skimming. Always confirm payment details. Before tapping your card or phone, check the merchant's name and amount on the terminal screen. Set up transaction alerts. Many banks allow real-time notifications for every charge. Keep an eye on your accounts. Daily checks help you spot fraud faster. Limit tap-to-pay use in high-risk areas. When in doubt, consider swiping or inserting your card instead. If you're a victim of a tap-to-pay scam, report it immediately to your bank or card issuer and freeze or cancel the affected card. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The State Assembly honored first responders yesterday. A look at the 41st is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 50 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Wisconsin State Representative Tony Kurtz has chosen Dell's Delton EMS Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick to receive the First Responder of the Year Award for the 41st Assembly District. Representative Kurtz said, quote, "Deputy Chief Brandon Frederick's dedication to serving our region is incredible. He has served the Dell's Delton community for 14 years and serves as a volunteer firefighter for Oxford. He truly understands what it means to put his life on the line for the people he serves, and that's why I've chosen him to be the 41st District's First Responder of the Year," end quote. Deputy Chief Frederick was nominated for this recognition by Lake Delton Director of Public Safety, Chief Eric Thunberg. On the night of November 20th, 2024, Deputy Chief Frederick was dispatched to a motor vehicle accident on the interstate. While responding, DC Frederick recognized road conditions were deteriorating due to light drizzle and near freezing temperatures. After connecting with the paramedics on scene, he ordered them to move the ambulance to the front of the accident scene while he stayed at the rear to provide early warning and light coverage. Moments later, a westbound semi-truck lost control and struck the back of D.C. Frederick's command vehicle. D.C. Frederick is lucky to be alive. His vehicle was struck only seconds after he got back into his truck and closed the driver door. The impact sent both vehicles crashing through the area where he and the two paramedics had been standing between the command vehicle and the ambulance. D.C. Frederick suffered serious injuries as a result of the crash. Thankfully, D.C. Frederick has recovered and returned to full duty in the summer of 2025. The release says D.C. Frederick's ability to remain calm under pressure and take immediate life-preserving action is a testament to his skill as an incident commander and dedication to the well-being of his crews. Responding to accidents on the side of the road is often one of the most dangerous for first responders. From 2017 to 2021, there were nearly 2,400 crashes involving emergency vehicles in Wisconsin. About 735 people were injured and 5 were killed in those incidents. In addition to Wisconsin's move-over law, state law also prohibits the use of cell phones within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with activated lights or a tow truck with flashing red lights. October is First Responder Appreciation Month, and Tuesday the State Assembly honored first responders from each of the 99 Assembly districts during their session. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been named one of Modern Healthcare's best places to work for 2025, earning an impressive 34th national ranking. This marks RAMC's highest placement to date, moving up from 44th in 2024. Modern Healthcare's Best Places to Work list recognizes healthcare organizations that create positive, engaging workplaces where employees feel valued. RAMC's rising rank highlights the organization's continued commitment to building a supportive, collaborative, and innovative environment where team members can thrive every day. Today is National White Cane Safety Day, a day recognizing those who are blind or have visual impairments. Sholly Pittman reports.
The day was first signed into law over 60 years ago. Today, it's an educational day on white cane laws in states across the country, including in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine, and it applies whenever a blind or visually impaired pedestrian is in the roadway. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk to get pedestrians to speed up. Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
We do not see you, or we don't see you well enough to be able to predict your movement. So having you follow the rules of the road is just, it's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month, which aims to reduce pedestrian fatalities and injuries. I'm Sholly Pittman.
WRCO News Time is 12:28. It's 50 degrees. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 12:30 on this Wednesday afternoon, October 15th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Barnett is survived by 6 children: Jim and Linda Barnett of Richland Center, Dan and Joanne Barnett of Scottsdale, Arizona, Jane Barnett of Verona, Nancy and Mark Benkoski of Oshkosh, Ellen and Lyle Perry of Lakewood, Colorado, and Pat and Ilana Barnett of Germany. 2 daughters-in-law, Audrey Oliver of Twin Bluffs and Liz Barnett of Rosette, Wyoming. 16 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca, died last Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Muscadet Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry Kohlmeyer is survived by his wife of 64 years, Joyce, 2 daughters, Joy and Brad Bird of Avoca and Jill Harris of Muscadet, stepson Mark Recob of California, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Jean Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Jean Slaney, 89, of Richland Center. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne Stelt is survived by 3 sons, Lucas and Nicole Stelt, Jeff Stelt, and Chad and Brooke Stelt, a daughter, Tracy and Jesse Troxel, 9 grandchildren, 2 sisters, Mary and Nancy, brothers-in-law, Howie and Audrey Stelt, and John and Suzanne Stelt, sister-in-law Lisa and Johnny Agee, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Now with the Richland County Fair over, 4-H record books will soon be due. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Make your record books stand out with new farm animal, 4-H paper, and stickers from the Creative Outlet. Mention this ad and receive 20% off your record book scrapbooking supplies. Stop in while the current supplies last at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Paul and Lou Kretz, Dennis and Deborah Muller, Dennis and Jean Peterson, Jerry and Sue McCleary, Billy and Jesse Barr, Wes and Kara Clevin, Doug and Vicki Myers, Mark and Pam Puckett, Don and Carla Scott, and Tim and Kay Watson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still some scattered light rain across the region. This system has brought about a couple tenths of an inch of rain generally in the area. Heavier to the west and north, as much as 3 or 4 tenths of an inch as you get out toward northwestern Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties, and up to a half to three-quarter inch are noted up in central Juneau County up toward the New Lisbon area. Tomorrow, just a few degrees warmer as southeast winds develop. There could be some spotty showers as the next low-pressure system coming out of the Rockies travels up toward the northern plains and sends some energy our way. Friday should be even warmer, feeling just a bit summer-like, actually, but the winds will be gusty. Spotty showers are possible Friday, most likely a bit more numerous Friday night as the main cold front comes in. And then Saturday, the system kind of stalls out just to our south and east. That could bring some heavier rain up to at least southeast Wisconsin, with a chance of a couple of showers around here. Mainly cloudy otherwise, with a high of 59, east wind between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy drizzle possible, low near 46. Mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, 30% chance of spotty showers, high near 67. Southeast wind up to 10. Thursday night into Friday, just a few widely scattered showers, otherwise breezy and warmer. Friday's low at 55, high 75. Scattered showers likely Friday night, then a 40% chance of showers Saturday. Saturday looks mostly cloudy, high 69. Sunday cooler with a small chance of light showers, maybe a sun break later, high 58. And plenty of sun on Monday, high 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 50 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 50. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 89 degrees. The record low, 22, was set in 1952. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 30. Sunset tonight will be at 6:19 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:16. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.14, and we have received 17 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It is a cloudy 50 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A John Deere executive discusses ag tech advancements today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Technology is going to help American farmers work more efficiently in a costlier environment for doing business. That's what Alex Sayago, John Deere's Vice President of Marketing and Shared Services, told ag industry folks in Kansas City recently.
All of this technology holds a tremendous amount of promise, but that technology needs to be able to work day in, day out in a farm. And that requires planning, Sometimes it might require a change in the process of how you go about running a certain operation. That requires continuous calibration and optimization of equipment. That requires a certain amount of steps. And there is a phenomenal opportunity for youngsters out there to help grower farmers accomplish just that.
Sayago added that U.S. farmers also have a very non-technical advantage over their foreign competitors.
Very few countries have the land mass and the amount of fertile soils that exists in North America. That is a very long-term, highly strategic asset that is incredibly difficult to have, and the U.S. has it. The U.S. has been and will be a breadbasket for the world for many years to come.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales halted at upcoming events. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. White 285 tractor, farm all H with loader, IH560, trucks, cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. soft close. Potosi online only auction includes John Deere 3010 vehicles, tools, and more ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. soft close. For more info, go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
A new focus on how avian influenza spreads. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been a challenge for the ag and poultry industries for more than a decade, and a task force is working to understand how it spreads. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the United Egg Producers and American Egg Board annual meeting in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mickey Rubin, Vice President of Research for the American Egg Board, says one thing that has changed in the last 10 years is how the virus is transmitted.
Lateral spread was very well accounted for from biosecurity practices, and so there's multiple ways in which that virus can potentially get into a farm.
He tells Brownfield the group is investing in research to keep producers and their operations better protected.
Risk factors on farms, you know, where we could identify places where the virus is really getting in, so that could help us identify mitigation procedures, build biosecurity procedures.
And because HPAI has been detected in dairy cattle, he says multi-species collaboration will be crucial moving forward. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A commodities consultant says there's been some good news in the ongoing U.S.-China trade war. Carl Setzer with Consensus Ag Consulting says both countries have instituted new fees on container vessels unloading in each other's ports. However,
China exempted ag products. Now, we know it's China. That can change at the drop of a hat. We know that. But right now, it doesn't look as though it's going to affect the U.S. trade with China. And let's face it, we really don't have any trade with China right now on the commodities.
He tells Brownfield that if China implemented the $56 per metric ton fee, it would result in an additional $1.66 per bushel price hike for importing U.S. soybeans. Low river levels are expected to impact the movement of grain along the Mississippi River this fall. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says restricted barge transportation may come as a surprise for many given the healthy amounts of rainfall throughout the Midwest.
We're experiencing some low water conditions, you know, on the river. It's particularly acute when you get south of St. Louis. And really, it picks up even more as you get to places like Memphis, Tennessee, and all the way down to the Gulf.
Steenhook says any reduction in the efficiency of barge transportation will be unfortunate given the projected large corn and soybean crop. U.S. corn continues to leave port at a rapid clip, boosted by favorable pricing against key competitors. USDA says corn inspections last week were more than double a year ago, with Mexico and Colombia as the top destinations. I'm Larry Lee Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade remains sluggish and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to another slow start on Wednesday. Asking prices in parts of the South have started out at 240 plus, but still not established in the North. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for the trade to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was mixed at midday with choice up 211 at $366.53 and select down 124 at $349.31. The choice select spread was 17.22. At the North Platte Stockyards in Nebraska on Tuesday, steer and heifer calves sold sharply higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says yearling heifers sold $2 to $5 higher. Demand was good, with some active internet bidding. Receipts were moderately higher from last week's sale. The supply included 52% steers, and 27% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 626 to 644 pounds, brought 427 to 434. Feeder heifers, 454 to 474 pounds, sold for 470 to 480. Cash hog business is mostly steady, with light to moderate opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Those markets are starting the day with no recent comparison, but when compared to Tuesday's close, the weighted averages imply a higher trend, indicating that some buyers needed near-term ready numbers to keep chain speed moving. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparisons at midday, but the base range was set at $88 to $98. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt markets had weighted averages of $96.40 and $95.20, respectively. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets, with barrels and gilts priced at $70. Illinois slaughter sows were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $69. Illinois boars were priced at $18 to $35. Pork values were lower at midday, down 78 cents at $102.98. Butts, ribs, and hams were higher. Loins, picnics, and bellies were lower. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields, 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let CalSeeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Cattle futures are lower. Soybeans, corn, and hogs are modestly higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn your potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans remain firm on short covering and technical buying, watching the U.S. harvest and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Beans continue to wait for the end of the month tariff talks between the United States and China. November beans are up a half at 10.07. January's three quarters higher at 10.25. December soybean meal's up $2 at 276.30. December soybean oil's 20 points higher at 50.77. Corn's modestly higher as harvest approaches the halfway point, with short-term delays expected in some areas this week. Planting weather generally looks favorable in most of South America. December corn's up 4 3/4 at 4.17 3/4. March is 4 higher at 4.33 1/4. And wheat is weak. On profit-taking, the rising global supplies canceling out some of the support tied to solid demand. U.S. winter wheat planting delays are likely, but the soil moisture recharge is welcome. December Chicago's down 1 3/4 at 498.5, continuing to flirt with that $5 mark. December Kansas City's a quarter lower at 488.25, unable to break 490 today. December Minneapolis wheat, rather, is down 2 1/4 at 551.25. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on profit-taking, waiting for direct trade. Asking prices are $2.40-plus live. Otherwise, the major feeding areas are quiet. December live's down $1.10 at $2.45.45. February's $1.15 lower, $2.47.37. November feeders are down $2.82 at $3.78.50. And hogs are up on short covering. Pork's weak at midday. Cash business is mostly steady. December's up $25 at $83.40. February's $12 higher at $85.57. Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's Meister Log & Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
An increase in popularity of fermentation. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Fermentation isn't new. In fact, it's actually thousands of years old. But its popularity has surged in recent years. Sandor Katz, an expert in fermentation, says there are several reasons, which range from health to culinary interest.
The reason fermentation is practiced everywhere in the world is there's a certain inevitability to microbial transformation of our food. And what the science of microbiology has really illuminated for us is that everything we eat, all of the plants and all of the animal products that make up our food, are populated by microorganisms. So there's a certain inevitability to microbial transformation of our food. And, you know, to me, the miracle is that without knowing about this specifically, our ancestors in every part of the world developed techniques that, you know, prevented microorganisms from decomposing the food into a disgusting, ugly mess that nobody would ever want to put into their mouths, and rather elevated it in some way. to make it more stable, more delicious, more easily digestible, to produce alcohol. But, you know, there are always practical benefits. You know, it turns out that many of the most beloved foods all around the world are things that are products of fermentation.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. This Friday, we'll be at the Muscadet Auction Yard with 75-plus guns and a whole slug of ammo, gun safes, fishing poles, outdoor equipment, and tons of fun stuff. In 2 weeks, we'll be at the Columbus Auction Yard for the end of October with another line of quality trucks, equipment, skid loaders, and attachments. Big consignments are already rolling in for our year-end auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard in December. You can expect quality farmlands, construction equipment, and tons of trucks, skid loaders, equipment, attachments, and more to end the year. Give us a call if you have a farmline or construction line you'd like to sell and promote with us. We're making a huge end-of-year push with real estate, with listings across southern Wisconsin. And we're signing up real estate auctions in Dodgeville, Reedsburg, Marshall, and Muscadet. If you're frustrated you can't get your real estate sold, or you want to take a big swing on a big property, consider a real estate auction with us. More info on all of these auctions and how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's now day 15 of the government shutdown. The Senate will vote again today on a clean bill to end it. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, facing calls by Democrats in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Grijalva was elected September 23rd. Grijalva Wednesday with fellow Hispanic congressional lawmakers repeating this allegation.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files. He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
She says earlier this year, Johnson swore in two Florida Republicans less than 24 hours after their election.
A key border crossing in Rafah is closed, cutting aid into Gaza in half today. That after Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement to return all remaining bodies of the dead hostages. On Wall Street, stocks are up on positive earnings from banks. This is